Meade may have been disenchanted with his spymaster, but Sharp's reputation for being a skilled intelligence collector spread to other commands. Western generals telegraphed him for information he gathered that might help them in their theaters. But Meade's hostility drove Sharp's morale to rock bottom. His health suffered once more, this time from the brutal August heat. By December, Sharp took the complaints he and other aides had about Meade to Patrick. The general, Sharp told the provost marshal, had been so snappish and cross that no one dared speak to him. Sharp still wanted to be transferred to his old regiment. If Meade approved it, the colonel intended to have the unit assigned to Washington. The 120th, which had suffered heavy casualties during the Gettysburg Battle, had done enough fighting and dying for this war, he thought. Assignment to Washington also would put him closer to Carrie in New York. He worried she was also in poor health and managed to obtain a leave to visit her in Kingston. Patrick also asked Meade for a transfer to command a combat division. He took a leave of absence in mid-August to deal with a serious family illness. It was his first time home since the war started. He returned to Meade's headquarters, still thoroughly disgusted with Meade's lack of aggressiveness, his indifference to the morale of his foot soldiers, his remoteness from his staff. Discipline throughout the Potomac Army was horrible, with depredations of all kinds, he wrote in his diary. Commanders of every rank cover up the rascality of their troops. Meade's head is tolerably clear generally, the provost marshal continued, but when he gets Lee on the brain, he errs through timidity. Neither man would get his transfer. Meade talked Patrick out of moving to a division. He never acted on Sharp's request to take over the 120th Regiment. Curiously, Meade would grow impatient whenever Sharp was gone too long from headquarters, demanding that he return quickly, perhaps because the colonel was a better spymaster than his commander would openly acknowledge.